This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Officials are at the scene of a massive bridge collapse in Baltimore, where six people are now presumed dead. Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge gave way early this morning after being struck by a fully laden container ship. The timing of the incident and a few minutes of advance warning from the crew of the stricken vessel prevented a horrible situation from being even worse. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg today promised all the resources of the federal government to help out.
We're going to be working closely with the National Transportation Safety Board as they lead their independent investigation, and with the Coast Guard as they continue operations in the water. I've also spoken with Secretary Mayorkas, who's working to ensure that all DHS assets are integrated. So in many ways, our work is just beginning.
Security camera video showed the nearly 1,000-foot-long cargo ship appearing to lose power at least once before striking the bridge. The six people who have yet to be recovered were part of a construction crew that was working on the bridge at the time. Robert Kennedy Jr. has chosen California lawyer and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan to be his vice presidential running mate in his independent presidential bid for the White House. The 38-year-old Shanahan, who was born in Oakland to immigrant parents, has no political experience but has given millions to Kennedy's campaign and the super PAC supporting him. Shanahan was formerly married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin, to share a daughter who's been diagnosed with autism. Shanahan has focused on issues including climate solutions, social justice, and women's reproductive issues. The New York judge has issued a new gag order on former President Donald Trump. As NPR's Amanda Bastillo reports, this order specifically bars him from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, or jurors in his first criminal trial.
The gag order also prevents Trump from directing others to make public statements about potential jurors, court staff, or family members of staff. This decision was made in response to a request for an order by District Attorney Alvin Bragg's legal team to limit extrajudicial statements made specifically by Trump for the duration of the trial. The decision comes a day after a new date was set to begin the criminal trial, which is now expected to kick off with jury selection on April 15th. Trump has previously been issued fines in civil trials in New York for making public statements about legal staff and their political affiliations that violated other gag orders. This would be the first criminal trial featuring a former or sitting U.S. president. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Visa and MasterCard are agreeing to a settlement with U.S. merchants that would lower the swipe fees they charge. Those fees are paid by merchants in exchange for enabling the transactions. Could potentially save consumers billions. That's because often merchants simply pass those fees on to their customers. The deal reached between the parties would cap so-called interchange fees through 2030. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 31 points. This is NPR. The Supreme Court appears likely to preserve access to medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all U.S. abortions last year. In a roughly 90-minute argument today, a consensus appeared to emerge. Abortion opponents who challenged FDA approval of the medication mifepristone lack the legal right or standing to sue. That would likely mean current rules would stay in place, including sending the drug through the mail. It's the first major case by the high court since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade, allowing states to restrict or cut off access to abortion services. The cost of cocoa has hit an all-time record, the price of cocoa futures more than doubling in the first few months of this year. The culprit is bad weather to devastating harvests in West Africa. We hear from NPR's Alina Selyuk.
Cocoa prices first broke an all-time record in February, just before Valentine's Day. Now, right before the Easter candy shopping spree, one of the most active cocoa futures topped the whopping price of $10,000 for a metric ton. This rate of growth means cocoa is outpacing Bitcoin. The reason is shortages of cocoa beans. Farmers in Ghana, the Ivory Coast, and other West African countries grow the vast majority of the world's cocoa, and their harvests have been devastated again and again by extreme weather followed by disease. Fighting for the shrinking supply has prompted chocolate manufacturers to raise prices over recent years, and forecasts suggest the shortage will continue for months. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed modestly lower today, oil down 33 cents a barrel to end the session at $81.62 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.